Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Jim Costa in for Stoney today on a Friday. Gov wants me to throw something at John later this hour. See if I can convince him something the Lions should do this year in the draft.
Just don't throw it at my head.
Yeah, clearly. No headshots in dodgeball. We'll take one more call on that, then we get to the broadcast intervention. Very dramatic. Jim in Wolverine Lake. Jim, how you doing this morning?
Hey, I just want to say I grew up, there were headshots in dodgeball, but I really like the guy who's telling us to man up and enjoy the minus 10 degree weather. Can't take a headshot from a soft ball. and then threatens to punch the guy and give him a black eye. What are we doing here, John?
I know. I'm very conflicted. Yes. I much prefer the physical violence over the headshot.
Okay. I just wanted to call and give you a hard time, man.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
I'm not saying I don't enjoy, you know, taking a shot at someone's head. I'm just saying it from the mean streets of Clawson, Michigan, it was against the rules.
Had rules.
I was a trained as a physical education instructor at the University of Michigan, and headshots in dodgeball are against the rule.
I guess I just had a tougher
upbringing. Most administrators will tell you that headshots are against the rules. Now, PE teachers, hey, you close that door, you turn up the music. All right? You can make your own rules at that point.
That's probably true.
Down in Monroe.
Okay, Tony Romo. Apparently, there was an intervention. There wasn't an intervention. I don't know what you believe, but Andrew Marchand, New York Post, reported that CBS conducted a quote-unquote intervention. Very dramatic. With Tony Romo during the last offseason with the goal of improving his performance. Now, CBS has come out and said, absolutely not. That terminology should not be used. To call it an intervention is a mischaracterization.
Yeah, mischaracterization. So there was something that happened.
Yeah, now, they said they meet with their on-air talent frequently.
Yeah. There should be coaching.
Yeah.
All right, and so if there's an... I think calling it an intervention is... It's almost... And I'll take a word from Stoney... It's malfeasance.
Is he the only person in who uses that in the English language?
Okay. Yes.
It's like he doesn't use that so well.
He uses it as two names. First name Mal, last name
They
Feasance.
Should rename him Malfeasance.
Yes.
Tony does do that, but I do believe Valenti also used the term malfeasance.
Okay. So I think this is poor reporting. When I was with various broadcast networks, you get calls and you get coaching in the off season. Hey, here's what we heard from you and saw that we liked. Here's what we would like you to improve upon. And that's all something that every professional, and it really doesn't matter what profession you're in, if you have good leadership over top of you, then you should have coaching. And to think that a guy who was a player for a long time and comes in and he hits... When did he start? Was it 2017 or 18?
17.
17, yeah.
And obviously he bursts on the scene. It's new, it's fresh, and there's an excitement, and he's, you know, predicting plays, all of these different things. Like, that is the initial reaction that we had to Tony Romo. Most people thought it was refreshing, because it was different than Aikman. It was different than a lot of other things that we had heard. Now, we joke about it here. We've joked about it a lot over the end of this football season. His enthusiasm has kind of become irritating. And when that happens, he may not know from his perspective that that's irritating, because it's what sold him originally on the American public, the viewing public. But for those at CBS that say, hey, all right, we need you to adjust your style, they're paying him enough to say, we want to make sure that you continue to be popular. We're going to coach you up on this. So for them to say that there was an intervention, I think that's a gross mischaracterization of what everybody does in the offseason.
Does he need one?
I think there he could. People are going to, I'm sure we'll get texts, we'll get calls. Hey, Jansen could do this better on the broadcast. I clearly understand that. Sure. I listen back to all the broadcasts to try and find ways that I can improve. And I would invite feedback from, hey, those that are listening that I respect that say, hey, when you're in this situation, try this. Or maybe, you know, lay out a little bit more. Maybe, you know, slow down. That's one of the things I got originally because I get so excited about football that I start talking fast and people can understand me.
You do, though. You can hear, but that's part of what makes you good at what you do is you want someone who's passionate in the booth.
Right, but you also want to make sure that people can understand what you're saying.
Yep.
And I think some of that goes with Tony Romo. He gets so excited and you can hear that's not manufactured enthusiasm. That's how he would be watching a game. That's the love and enjoyment he gets out of football. But there are ways that you can harness that and times that you can use it. So I think, yeah, there's to say that there could be improvement, I think that goes without being said.
Well, so here's a text, and this is something I was thinking about too. It says, whether it's an intervention or not, if he keeps getting worse, should they call Greg Olsen? Because, of course, the domino effect now is Tom Brady's going to go into the booth at Fox. It's going to bump Olsen down, who I think does a really nice job.
I think he does, too.
So can he get a spot on a number one team on another network? Would you rather listen to Greg Olsen than Tony Romo? The answer today for me is yes.
Well, sure, but the issue then becomes contracts. I don't know how they're structured. Are they guaranteed? I don't understand
that. And you're not throwing Tony Romo out on a 10-year, $180 million deal.
Exactly. You know, are you going to put a 10-year, $180 million deal on your B team? Like, I mean,
I don't know, Jim.
If the money makes sense, then sure.
All right, I haven't given up on Romo yet. I liked him at first.
Either.
I think he's gotten lazy, and I think the biggest thing that he's done is he's gone away from being who he is, and that's one of the biggest mistakes you can do in this business. I don't care what realm or you're in. Be you. Mm-hmm. That's what got you here, your personality. It's about personality. And I feel like, okay, yeah, you could have, let's say Madden took the approach that he took into his career. He would have gone away from all of his, you know, doink, oomph, pat, wow. You know, all of his little stuff. He would have stopped using the telestrator. He would have, no, don't go back to who you were. Do a little sprinkle in the call plane. But also, I think you need to work a little bit harder.
People have said that they don't think he's watching enough film, that he's not prepared enough, that he's not able to be as insightful as you want that analyst to be.
Yeah, and that is the only thing that irritates me. When I'm watching a game and I think that the whoever is on the broadcast or whoever's working the game hasn't done enough to prepare, and they're not doing the homework, they're not doing the work, and that's one of the things that drives former players away from the business is that they start preparing for a game. And if you're CBS, Fox, Big Ten Network, doesn't matter who you are getting information from these entities. You're being asked to do different things to prepare for the game. And so that when they get there, they know that you've done the work. And I don't know what CBS's protocol is, but I got to imagine they're giving him as much information as possible. And if he's not utilizing it or if he's not doing the work, that's what starts to irritate me.
Well, it just became very lazy the last couple weeks. He's comparing Josh Allen to Michael Jordan 1 week and then Patrick Mahomes to Michael Jordan the next week. It's, do you have anything for me here? Or are you just trying to get through the broadcast, kind of skate by, cruising? Like, this is a premier spot. This is the AFC
and
championship.
Accusations he didn't know about the Burrowhead thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I think that's what's caused all this stuff to come out. And I agree with you guys. I think the word intervention, I saw the headline yesterday,
dramatic.
And I'm like, oh, wait. Maybe he has a big problem, and that's why he's
come
not
to
good.
Jesus moment.
Yeah. I know.
I mean, an intervention, oh, I don't know, Jim. What do you think that means?
Okay. So we saw the headline, wanted to bring it to people's attention, whether they're, you know, they think Romo's going to stick it out. Do you think Brady, because that's the other big part of this, Brady's going to slide into one of these high-profile roles now.
Yep.
He's going to get paid twice what Tony Romo's getting paid to do this.
Yeah.
I want to get your thoughts on how Brady's going to do in the booth. We'll do that coming up next. It's 97.1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.